Joe Hawk, it's Donnie from Brockton again. Hey, Joe.
What the hell are you talking to?
Ma, get out of my room.
Get off the damn phone.
No, Ma, get out of my room. I'm talking to Joe Thomas and Andrew Hawkins.
I don't even know who they are. Get off the damn phone.
Welcome, welcome. This is the Tomahawk Show, and we have a very, very special Christmas edition of the Tomahawk Show today. Make sure you go follow us on social media at Tomahawk Show. Include the hashtag Tomahawk. As always, subscribe and rate us 5 stars. We've got listeners all over the world. It's been amazing. Big news this week. The Tomahawk Show was actually just listed as the most downloaded and listened podcast in the entire world.
For
2018. And the reason I can say that confidently is because my world only includes the state of Ohio, which we actually officially were listed as the most downloaded and listened podcast in the state of Ohio. I was shocked. Listeners hit us
up on
the Tomahawk Show. I thought it was total BS and that our beautiful friends at the Tomahawk social page had made it up. But it actually legitimately is true. And there are people out there that listen to us. So I'm feeling very humbled on this exciting Christmas episode of the Tomahawk Show. Hawk, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing incredible, man. I can't tell you how awesome it was to read that in all of the internets, and that's all anybody was talking about. And, I mean, on a serious, very, very serious note, we appreciate every listener, every downloader, everyone who interacts with us, everyone who shares our podcast with people they know, and we feel like we're a part of the family. The cool thing about this podcast is me and Joe come in here, we catch up, we talk about everything, we are super candid, super transparent, and people love it, and we truly feel like all of our followers and listeners are a part of the gang, and that's what's really cool to me. So we can't thank you enough and tell you how appreciative we are that we won our version of an Oscar before the Oscars or Grammys, whatever that is. This is that version for us, and it's just the beginning. That being said.
Yes.
We have a very, very special episode today.
In honor of being the greatest podcast in the world, we have been able to scrounge together a lot of money.
So much money. The money that rolled in after that article was written, somebody set up a GoFundMe, and they were like, the number one podcast in Ohio needs your help. We looked at it 2 days later. It was upwards of $700 million, which was only $50 million short of the ransom that was being held for our old dear friend NFD. Joe took that money. He put his career earnings into it as well. That got us over the hump. He traveled to the coast of Uruguay, where our friend NFD had assimilated into a local tribe. He grabbed him. He fought through all their perimeter warriors to get NFD and bring him back. And he joins us here on a special Christmas episode. He comes back to his family for Christmas. Joe, we can't thank you enough. NFD, tell the people how you've been.
It is so good to be back.
The voice, just hearing the voice.
Oh. Listen to that.
It is a Christmas a miracle voice. Delivered for all of our Tomahawk fans. I am back. I am not dead. A lot of people thought I was dead.
People thought you were dead, NFD.
A lot of people thought I got fired, too. I didn't like that. They're like, hey, uninterrupted fired you. That's not true.
He didn't get fired. He didn't die. I thought he was dead for a little bit, but I lost hope for a second. But we made it back. He got his way back. He knew he was coming back to his family. The real reason NFD came back, because if you remember, in our episodes to kick off the season, he predicted that the Chicago Bears would be a good football team. We laughed at him. He predicted that the Kansas City Chiefs were a Super Bowl contender. We mocked him.
I predicted them to make the Super Bowl from the AFC. And if we had the audio, it went something like this.
And I'm going on record with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Oh, wow. What a bad take.
Patrick Mahomes. Interesting.
What a terrible take, NFD. You can put that on record, too.
I would love to bet against that one.
Mahomes? That's who you're going with is going to be the AFC champ?
So then you guys decide, let's just kick him off the show because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
That was the reason we kicked him off. Me and Joe had a private meeting after that episode, and we said, the Bears and the Chiefs, He is hurting our credibility. We got to get this guy out of here. So we paid somebody to come kidnap him and hold him ransom to the end of the season. And here he is. He was right. NFD, you are a genius. How did you know the Chiefs were going to be good? Can we just start there really quick?
I mean, they were really good the year before, too. They were like, what, 13-3?
Oh, wow. Really going out on the limb.
Well, you guys laughed at me like it was a terrible prediction, though.
They weren't 13-3 last year.
I think they were.
They went on a 7-game losing streak in the middle of the
maybe
season.
Maybe I just make stuff up. There's no researchers to fact check me, so I know I can just say whatever I want on the show. I learned that much.
Luckily for you, our research game has not stepped up since you've been gone. And speaking of football, we actually are taping this before the Sunday games, so we have no idea what happened yesterday. So don't, if you're here to talk about analysis from yesterday's game, it's Christmas, man. We have kids. We have like 100 kids between us. We have NFD back home. We're spending time with him. Fat Nat is here. Zerm. I think Joe might have traded Zerm for NFD with the tribe. So,
well, you see, Zerm is too busy recording his competing podcast today. Yes, so exactly. When we hit him up the other day and said, hey, what time can you record the Christmas episode on Friday? He said, oh, sorry, I have to work with my real job, my podcast, and I can't make time for you guys anymore. So that's when we decided we had to go take out a loan and pay the ransom and get NFD back.
NFD, what are your thoughts on Zerm starting his own podcast?
It sounds like
in the midst of
sounds like a traitor to me.
Yes. Okay. Oh, hot take.
Hot take.
Hot take. Treasonous is what is what NFD feels. All right. How are we going to start this episode off? It's Christmas.
Well, you just talked about kids. All of us having so many kids. Joe's got four. Yes. Hawk's got
four kids
three.
Now.
I'm happy to announce that I have number two on the way coming in April.
Oh, congratulations, whoa. Mr. D.
Yeah.
That's big. Here's news. Where we insert the round of applause for NFD. Dropping more. Products into the ecosystem.
More,
do you know what you're having?
More faceless children. It'll be a second.
More faceless children.
A girl. Girl number two.
Oh, congratulations.
Two girls, man. That is
defective
awesome.
Defective sperm.
Appreciate it.
Just like me. Three out of four were defective.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, don't take offense to it, Fat Nat. So we have kids. Have you guys done your kids' Christmas shopping yet?
Yeah, Christmas is in like a day, Hawk. Yes. So yes.
Well, I'd be happy to announce I have not done Christmas shopping yet for my children.
I imagine that the malls will probably be empty, so you shouldn't have any problem. You probably won't waste any time in LA going to get Christmas gifts right now.
The cool thing about my kids is they don't really – they know Christmas is a big deal. They know they're getting gifts, but there's not like – they're not like, hey, I want this one thing for Christmas. I could literally go to CVS and get all their – I've actually got my children gifts at CVS the day before Christmas before. And they're just happy to get cool stuff, and they celebrate, and they're just happy to play with each other. They don't really care.
What cool stuff are you getting from CVS?
I mean, they have toys at CVS. They have like a little very, very mini toy section. It's very cost effective, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's, you know, they just like to open stuff. They like the process of opening mm-hmm. things. They don't believe in Santa. I didn't teach them about Santa Claus. I'm like, Daddy buys all these, okay? This is my deal.
Here's your pack of Hawk gets.
Yeah.
What Hawk gets at CVS is behind the counter, behind the glass. And you got to ask for it and show your ID, and it's a pack
black
of cigarettes.
Black and
milds. He's like, yeah, these black and milds for you kids here. Here's run along.
Lights,
Daddy,
buddy.
Daddy doesn't have time for you. He's podcasting.
Yeah, so I got my kids, but they'll have fun regardless. We got family coming into Los Angeles, so we're doing a very, very warm Christmas for the first time ever in my life. So that'll be cool. How about you guys? What'd you get for your children? Tell them right now.
Yeah, so my kids
your kids
are
listen
avid,
to the podcast?
Avid Tomaflockians. That's why I keep the swearing to a minimum.
Right.
But I got my son like the classic cranes, dump trucks, John Deere type tractors. He's in love with all that stuff. So that's what he got. Got my daughters these cool science experiments. I actually saw it on one of their kids' channels. It's KiwiCo. They have all these different science experiments that you can do with kids. Because my big thing is I like to do stuff with the kids. I feel like that's a real dad thing. Is mom yeah. likes to do things for the kids, where dad likes to do things with them. So I like to do all stuff with them. So I'm going to do some science experiments with them, with the older ones. And yeah, that's about it. And then mom gets the rest of them. She has the hard stuff. She's got to get all the other crap.
NFD, when are you due?
April.
April, okay. So you got a little cooking left to do. Give us some Christmas. So
only shopped for one this year.
Yeah, that's good. Ooh, enjoy that, buddy.
And during my sabbatical, we actually did something that Hawk's never done. We took our daughter to Disney World.
Oh, wow. Did you really? How exciting.
So she's very much into the princess scene. So she's getting a lot of princess stuff for Christmas.
Yeah. We're going to have two princesses. You know what I was going to do? And I still may do it. I might take my kids to Disneyland on Christmas Day.
Oh. Is that a thing? Do people like do that on Christmas Day?
Well, no. I don't like people. So like, I don't like randos. So it'll be very, very empty in the park. Like I get anxiety if it's too many people there. And I feel like that'd be a great day to have the park wide open. And we can just go on any ride we want to with no lines. Because
this is the same guy that told us earlier on in the podcast when NFD was still with us before his sabbatical that he loves fans and he always takes time to sign autographs and take pictures with them. And that guy that got pissed off that you blew off his daughter at the mall or whatever that one time that wrote you a letter was full of it. I'm starting to believe that guy over you because there is no way that you love taking pictures with your fans.
If you come up to me and you tell me, hey, Andrew Hawkins, I'm a Tomahawk fan, or I watch you on SportsCenter on Snap, or I've seen you or your fans or whatever, I love that because I feel like you're invested. We're invested into each other, so I want to talk to them. I'm talking about just random people.
I got
you. People that I literally don't know, have no interaction with. If there's a lot of people, I get anxiety around that.
Yeah, that's different. They don't have time to come up to you because you only go to places when it's Christmas Day or you go to CVS.
I know. I'm an introvert. I'm a charismatic introvert. What do you want me to tell you?
Wow. He's self-proclaimed charismatic. I love that part.
My humility is what really puts me over the top.
I'm glad you said something about Christmas Day because I was interested about this because our family tradition on Christmas was always you wake up, you open presents as a family, like just immediate family, like me and the kids. And then have a brunch and then just hang out at the house and open presents and just spend time as a family. The new Mary Poppins movie is coming out. And I told my wife, hey, wouldn't it be great if we went and saw that Mary Poppins movie over Christmas break? And she said, yeah, let's look, the 26th or 27th. And we started talking. Apparently the movie theaters are open on Christmas Day. And it's like a big thing to go to the movies with your family on Christmas Day. And it got me thinking, do people hate their family so much that they can't wait the one day of the year that they're supposed to spend together? They're going to go to a dark movie theater and watch a movie where they're not allowed to talk to each other.
I don't think it's a hate thing, man. You just want to do cool stuff. After a while, Christmases get cool boring stuff. On the day. Like
you're bored
I just
on Christmas
eat.
And you just want to go see a movie? A movie's the most boring everyday thing you can do in the entire world.
I love movies. Oh,
Introvert Hawk loves it, of course.
Yeah, I'm like, dark room, no talking. Let's do it. Let's do it all day. I'll live here if you want me to. Christmas Day when I was a kid, we wouldn't open presents till night. We were a nighttime Christmas opening family.
Really? How did you make it? I don't know how
you
last.
Dude, it would seem like the longest day ever.
Seriously?
Like, we would eat dinner and then open up Christmas gifts.
I bet you guys ate a lot of dinner that night. You guys were probably eating nothing. I'm done, Mom. I'm ready. Let's open presents.
So you would wake up in the morning. All the presents would be out. And they would just say, you can't touch these for a few hours.
And we'd just look at them and just
talk about. No wonder you were a disciplined
man. I know, yeah.
Like your mom taught you that as a young child.
Young child, like here, you like this? Will you work for it? Patience, son. It taught me patience, which is what I need here when I talk to you yahoos.
I got a question for you guys about Christmas. How do you guys decorate your house? Do you guys have Christmas lights up? For us, we have 3 snowmen that we put up. It's super easy, and then it's just done. They light up. Do you guys Christmas lights?
We do internal Christmas lights. Like inside is all decked out in Christmas stuff, and outside you would never tell the difference. Mm. I'm not getting up on the roof to hang up lights.
Yeah. I was always a big Scrooge guy when it came to Christmas lights. Not that I didn't like them, because I love Christmas lights, but I was never going to do it myself, because during the football season, the last thing you're going to do on earth is get up on a ladder when you're all sore and your knees are swollen and climb up on the roof and put up Christmas lights. And I sure as hell wasn't going to pay anybody to do that. And then my wife was begging me every year because she would put one pathetic stream of Christmas lights on her bush outside her house. And it was so sad that I even was saying, like, it would be better if we did nothing because the lack of effort that we're putting in to put one string of lights just makes us look pathetic. So last year for Christmas, I finally broke down and paid somebody to put it up. And it was really nice. I'm not going to lie. Like having your house lit up professionally is really awesome. Have the NFL salary, it's a really nice perk, no doubt. So we did it again this year and it's awesome. And my wife goes nuts on the inside with decorations. We always cut down a Christmas tree and put that on the main level with traditional lights and decorations. And then in the basement, we have a artificial tree that we put all the wonky decorations on, like the crappy Christmas ornaments that your kids make in school. And like the stuff that we made as kids, like all the crap that goes on the fake tree in the basement. But we go all out. We just love Christmas as a family.
Do you guys have a real or fake tree in your house?
We have one fake tree.
I have a fake tree. I'm a fake tree guy. I don't want to clean that stuff up. I don't want to shop for a Christmas tree every year. Like, I'm trying to be as efficient as possible with my time, and I feel like the fake tree, although it's very festive, although it's very authentic, I just don't have the time. It's a good tradition that I'm happy I don't participate in.
Yeah, we do fake tree and tree scented candles, so it still smells like the tree, but it's not a real tree, and it's so much easier to maintain.
That's
smart. Where did you get those?
Yeah, where did you get those?
Seriously, is that an Amazon thing or
the candle?
Like it's own separate thing, right?
You can literally go. It's just a candle, like a Yankee candle. You can get it from like CVS or, you know, Ross or Marshalls or something like that.
Hey, Hawk, your kid's gonna get one for Christmas.
Another shout out to CVS.
Joe is gonna have that in his house at all times of the year in Wisconsin. Just he just wants his house to smell like outdoor trees constantly.
Joe, do you go outside and just rip a tree down with your bare hands?
Pretty much. Usually I throw a shoulder into one that we like and then we just drag it home and throw it on top of the car like the Griswolds do in Christmas Family Vacation.
Has the tree ever swim moved you like James Harrison used to do?
First of all, James Harrison was too short to swim move anybody, okay. So his move was to get underneath you because he was so low, he'd try to run through your legs. Right. But based on Chris Collinsworth's definition of double a swim move, which the double swim move that looks exactly like a rip, yes, he did swim move me plenty of times.
Tell me this. What is the best Christmas gift that you have all ever... First of all, let's back it up for a second. Now that the mimosa is kicking in, the eggnog...
Yeah, for those of you that aren't watching this live, half of the Tomahawk team right now is drunk on mimosas because apparently that's what they do at Uninterrupted is they drink mimosas all day long.
It's like noon over there, too.
It gets the content out authentically is what the mimosas do. Tell me this. Is this the first crossover episode that NFD and Natalie have had?
Since she became an on-air talent, a big star, yes.
Yes.
Before, she was behind the scenes.
She's not a star. She's an influencer.
She was behind the scenes before NFD, right? Wow. This is a monumental episode.
This is the first time I've been on air with her.
Wow. This is the first time you've been on air with any females, you sexist. She likes to throw the S word
on the last episode.
Yes, we have our mimosa lady just joined in the room. She is now pouring up a little mimosa for the squad here in the LA branch of the Tomahawk Show. So what is the best Christmas gift that you guys have ever received? Do you remember? Is there like a very memorable gift
that you've ever had? I've got one for sure.
Go ahead, Joe. Kick us off.
When I was 12.
That was my year too, but go ahead.
This is what I had always dreamed of. I told my grandma and grandpa, all I want is a boombox that has the two cassette decks on it so that you could put a cassette deck on one side and then on the other side would be a blank and then you could like record. And
double.
Then also when you heard your song that played on the radio, you could quick press play and record at the same time. And then you could copy that song so you could listen to it whenever you wanted.
And you are speaking Chinese to Natalie right now.
What?
She has no idea what a cassette is.
When I was 12, I got that boombox for my grandma and grandpa, and I thought I was the most spoiled, richest kid in the entire history of the world because now I was going to be jamming to whatever songs I wanted in my room, full blast at any time of day, whenever I wanted, any day of the week. I loved it. It was easily my favorite Christmas gift of all time.
That's a good Christmas gift. NFD, what do you got? What is your best Christmas gift?
I can't think of a best right now. I can only think of a worst. Someone got me face cream one year, and clearly I don't have a face, so it didn't work out.
That's a bad gift.
Who was it, PMT? They sent you face cream this year. NFD, did you hear our PMT crossover episode? What were your thoughts, man? Did you hear Joe loving them up? Did you hear Joe describe them as the best podcast in the world?
It's
in front of my face.
It's like kind of a shot in the back. Joe's always, even like when we were at the Super Bowl last year, he just ditched on us to go jump in that van and hang out with them. It was a little weird.
Yeah, it was weird, man. It was real weird. We'll talk about that later. Nat, what is your best Christmas gift of all time? What is it, like a Steph Curry jersey or something stupid?
No, so I remember explaining this story a couple episodes ago. I don't know if you asked if it was for my birthday or Christmas, but it's the same day, so it doesn't really matter. No. It was when I went to the Warriors game and waited after the Warriors game for a couple hours, like by the players' parking lot, and then ended up meeting Steph Curry and a bunch of other players and getting pictures with them because my friend was like, oh, it's her birthday. It's also Christmas Day. It was like on Christmas Day, so we got to do that. But that was the best.
Was the gift the tickets? Was that the gift?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That's not really, I mean, it's good now, but you met Steph Curry pre-Steph Curry. That's like,
yeah.
That's like meeting 50 Cent when he was still selling drugs.
Yeah, it was like 2000.
That was like me. Like, yeah, I knew like,
I bought drugs from 50 Cent in the 90s.
Right, exactly. NFD knew me back in the day. Wasn't that big of a deal. Now I'm the man. He's like, yeah, I know NFD. Wow. Me and Hawk
He's
go way
He's on
SportsCenter
back. All the time now.
That dude, yeah, it's my boy. All right, my best Christmas gift ever. How my parents would do it, we had a lot of kids in the house. We had like cousins and nephews. My parents would take anybody in, help them, and we would like a bunch of kids in the house. So typically on Christmas, we would have one big gift that we would share, me and my like younger siblings. So like if it was a Nintendo, it would be a Nintendo with the games. That would kind of be all of our big gifts. And then a bunch of like little gifts that were just cool opening up presents. But when I was 12, my older brother had gotten drafted to the NFL. So shit was about to change.
It was about to get real.
So he is a guy who grew up like I said, my mom worked super hard. She was superwoman and just putting us through private school.
75 kids.
You know, working double shifts, doing whatever she had to do to make sure we had a opportunity and that we had the same opportunities as everyone else. So my brother, when he got to the league, he was like, I'm going to blow Christmas a new one, right?
Whoa.
Okay. I mixed those words up. Right?
I loved it. No, that was perfect.
That was an accidental mix-up. But anyway, for his young brothers and sisters, first off, he gave us like $1,000 cash apiece.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm 12 years old with a stack in my pocket. He got us so many clothes, like literally new wardrobes of clothes. It like started my clothes fetish because I couldn't believe the amount of clothes, shoes, cool things he was getting. He was giving us the Christmas that he always seen on TV, right? He was in the NFL now. Money was just a flowing. Mm. For our big gift, he wheels in this go-kart. Like, these are gifts we didn't even think were possible. He gave us a go-kart when I was 12 years old. I used to roll through the city like a champ, man. I was the man in my neighborhood for the next 4 years because I was driving a go-kart. I actually wrecked it into the house like almost knocked the entire front of the house down with the go-kart, but that was by far the best Christmas present I had ever gotten. Even to this day, if someone gave me a go-kart today at 32 years old and whole NFL career behind me, I would be ecstatic.
So the $1,000, was it like a suitcase full of like ones?
You know what? We played Monopoly that night with cash. He took out our cash.
Come on. I don't believe that.
You think I am kidding? If God strike me dead if I'm lying. He took out enough cash for us to play Monopoly with real cash. Because it was like one of those, hey, things are different.
I got Park Place.
You know, we're
that is pretty
we
cool.
Played Monopoly with real cash. After the game, he divvied up $1,000 to each of us. My younger brother, who ended up being an offensive defensive lineman at the University of Pittsburgh, he spent the entire thing on fast food, as you would imagine. but yeah, that was the best Christmas ever.
That's pretty cool. That sounds pretty amazing. I'm not sure we could compete with that because I don't have any siblings that played in the NFL, but I still think my boombox with the double cassette deck was pretty cool.
I bet your boombox with the cassette deck looked like the Buffalo Bills. You're the Nathan Peterman of Christmas compared to that joke.
I got to see if I can find any pictures of that thing because that thing was so cool, man. I'll never forget. And then when I was a little bit older, I made some speakers in shop class, and then I would learn how to wire them into that cassette deck so that I could have like even bigger speakers. And it was cool, man. I'm not gonna lie. I played some really clean music because my mom wouldn't let me listen to any swear words when we were at home, really loudly in my room, and it was awesome.
What are your thoughts on regifting? Like, if you get a gift and you don't like it or you don't want to keep it, what are your thoughts on regifting?
Is regifting an offense?
I'm okay with it. No, I'm okay with it because I feel like if you're regifting something, you're trying to be nice to somebody by not breaking their heart and returning it, but you're also giving it to somebody else, hoping that maybe they enjoy it more than you did.
Yeah, that's a very timely topic. You know why? Because this might be a bad idea to talk about, but I don't think so because it's transparent and there's nothing I don't share with the Tomahawk.
Absolutely.
or the No Face fans, now that NFD is back here. Uninterrupted, we got awesome Christmas gifts. Like, we get the best Christmas gifts, as you would imagine. We all got a pair of LeBron 16s. Like, everybody got a brand new pair of LeBron 16s. They're incredible.
I was going to say, 12. So it clearly didn't fit.
Yeah, they're still in the mail for you guys. What size did you wear again, Joe? Because everyone kept asking about it today.
I'm a 15 or a 14 and a half, but
yeah, thank you. So you'd have to literally get LeBron's actual pair. Okay.
He can just take the ones off his shoes. Yeah. Off his feet.
So I got everyone got LeBron 16s. Everyone is super, like, obviously everyone's like ecstatic here in the office. But me being a shoe connoisseur and shoe fanatic sneakerhead, I already had the same pair that they gave me for the Christmas. So what do I do with them? Is it rude to re-gift if you already have the same shoe that they give? Or do I just double up?
I think that's all right. I think you just you re-gift. That's totally all right. You already have the thing.
Yeah, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm unappreciative because it's awesome. Yeah, but I have two pairs. Now I feel like a glutton, which is not cool on Christmas, right?
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do with it? You either return them or they just sit in your closet forever and you never use them, never appreciate them. Give them to somebody else. Let them appreciate them.
All right. I like where your head's at. All right.
Here's a real timely question. Then we need to get in these drafts.
We got drafts coming up.
The best draft in show history. We got to do a couple drafts.
That's why we brought NFT back. That's the only
reason. Okay, No Face Goodell over here. I forgot.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, he always wins the drafts. But so is this appropriate? If you donate money, let's say I send a letter to Andrew Hawkins. Happy holidays from the Thomas family. Instead of a gift, we have decided to donate money to a charity. But the charity is one that I love and not necessarily one that Mr. Hawkins loves for sure.
Yeah,
is
like
that
a charity for tall people?
Yeah, like, you like know, I've donated
over to 6'5 awareness charity.
Yes, exactly. The people that are good-looking podcasters from Ohio that played in the NFL Foundation. I've donated $100 in your name. Is that an okay gift? Or when you gift somebody a donation, does it have to be to their charity that they love?
I would rather you do it to the charity that I love. If the gift is for me.
I know what you'd rather do, but I'm saying Emily Post, put yourself in her shoes right now. Is it okay if I donate to a charity that's close to my heart in your name?
Mm-hmm. I think that's cool. I like that. I do. Right. I think either way, I don't think you can lose. Anytime you're helping people that need assistance, like for myself, I love it. So it pulls at my heartstrings.
Well,
so,
speaking of Christmas cards, I know we're a family here, and I just wanted to air some beef that I have. I did get a Christmas card from Joe. Oh, Hawk, okay. Yours must still be in the mail. Nat, yours too?
Oh.
NFD, I just told you I haven't bought my kids Christmas gifts yet. You think I've sent out Christmas cards?
I didn't get a Christmas card.
We'll get Christmas cards. NFD, yours is in the mail.
And to be honest, I did send presents to both Nat and Hawk at Uninterrupted earlier this year.
You did. Oh, it was an incredible present, too. From where were you at that time? Was
I spent a lot of time in Ireland.
I forget what country he was in. Germany. He spent a lot of time in Ireland. The Christmas cards are on the way. All right, so what drafts are we doing today? It's Christmas. I'm feeling good to have NFD back, man. Yeah. How are we doing it? There's four of us. So NFD is moderating, or he's the drafter, and then he'll do his undrafted team per usual and get all the votes.
And then Matt just tells us how much we suck at the end, I think.
Yeah, okay.
She can be the analysis.
That works. Because Matt has never seen movies.
Although she's never seen any movies, and we're doing Christmas movies.
That's a good point.
And we're going to do Christmas songs.
Right, okay. Christmas movie, Christmas song drafts.
Nat, you can pick. What do you want to do first? Do you want to do movies or songs?
Dealer's choice. Who gets the first pick? This is an important draft. So this isn't just somebody just pick who goes first. This is like we have to have some kind of structure. Who won the last draft? Probably me. I win most of them compared to Joe.
Well, that's because I haven't been on.
Okay, touche. I don't think we.
And how do you guys not draft gravy? And how does Nat not know what stuffing is? But I mean, that's a whole other topic.
We need to get a whole other Christmas.
And yes, my family eats. My family eats lasagna on Christmas and Thanksgiving too.
Oh, I fucking knew we needed an NFD back.
And just because he does it doesn't mean it's right.
On Christmas. Yes, you. I knew you were the weirdos and not me. NFD, welcome back, brother. Let's start with movies. We're starting with the Christmas movie draft.
All right, since Hawk stepped up to the plate and decided on what we're doing first, he gets the first pick.
Yes.
With the first selection of the 2018 Christmas movie Tomahawk draft, Andrew Hawkins selects
A Christmas Story. First overall pick.
Weak.
Cleveland-based. It runs in marathons every year. Red Ryder BB guns. Everybody loves it. Everybody watches it. The best Christmas movie of all time.
Clearly, Hawk is pandering to the Ohio audience that has just listed us as the greatest podcast of 2018.
We like the way you're talking here in Ohio, Joe.
All right.
With the second pick in the Christmas movie draft, Joe Thomas selects.
I'm going with the age-old classic, Home Alone. I think that's easily everybody's favorite Christmas movie. Young, old, doesn't matter who you are. Boys, girls, men, women, grandmas, grandpas. Home Alone is everyone's favorite Christmas movie. Takes place in Chicago, right in the heartland. It's one of those movies where you can watch year after year after year, and you're never going to get sick of it. And actually, this year, we introduced Home Alone to my five-year-old daughter. And that's what's special about this movie, is because you can watch it with anybody. It's not a dirty movie. It's not over anybody's head. It's very simple, and it's very fun, and it's very Christmas. Home Alone with my first selection.
NFD, some things haven't changed, that Joe still tries to convince the audience he made the best choice after his pick.
Some things do change because Joe actually made a good first round pick in the history of me being on the show. And Hawk, you went pretty, I mean, Christmas
you
story.
You don't like a Christmas story?
It could have been a later round pick. I don't know about
I'm
first overall.
I'm definitely pandering to our Cleveland audience. I'm not going to lie about that. Home Alone is actually number one on my big board, literally.
Me too. I'll number one on my big board. It. Why would you not take it?
Because I made the decision last minute to go with the Cleveland-based.
That's the mimosas
talking.
We're number
one podcast in Ohio. I respect that, and I appreciate that.
Side note, did you guys see the new Google Voice or whatever commercial that was a remake of Home Alone with Kevin McAllister?
It was awesome.
That was amazing. That might be the commercial of the year, to be honest.
And to be honest, Home Alone isn't just my favorite Christmas movie. It might be my favorite movie of all time. So that commercial was awesome.
It's an incredible choice. It'll come down to the wire here now that Joe made that selection. I'm proud of him. A little bit, a little upset. Also, I don't know if your five-year-old daughter should be watching it. I mean, I showed my five-year-old son, and when they started doing the gun shooting at the doors, and then there was a couple of parts in Home Alone where you're like, man,
cover their people, eyes.
They were getting a lot. They were getting a lot off back then for a young kids movie, as it was basically positioned to the American public.
Isn't that the age Kevin McAllister is, like 5 or 6?
Yeah, his name is Macaulay Culkin, but regardless, yes, he was right.
I'm talking about the actor, the character Kevin McAllister.
Okay, yeah, that is his name.
Macaulay Culkin, I'm sure, was much older.
Yeah, he was probably like 27. Looked like one of them guys that looked like he's 7. All right, here we go. Tee us up for round 2, NFD.
Second round, first pick, Andrew Hawkins is on the clock.
Ah, man, now that Joe took off Home Alone, which I was hoping. Joe and his history of terrible first-round picks, there was a good chance he was still going to be on the board. It's all right. He's gone. So we're going to move on to a little comedy. A little comedy that I like to call Elf with Will Ferrell. Incredible movie. Funny. Recent. Everybody loves it. And it's really just a culmination of everything that is Christmas. So Elf is my choice. Feeling really good about my big board right now.
When you held up your big board to the screen for all of us to see that you had Home Alone 1, I did see you had Elf number 2, so I knew that was going to be the pick. Joe Thomas, you are on the clock.
So I kind of went back and forth a little bit on this one, but I'm going to have to go with my personal favorite Christmas movie, and that's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I look a lot like Cousin Eddie, especially when I slick my hair. I dressed up like him for Halloween a few years ago, and there's just so many great moments and quotes from that movie that I look forward to watching that right after Thanksgiving almost every single year. So I got to go with Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Nat, have you seen any of these movies we've mentioned so far?
I love Elf. I can watch that like 7 times a day.
All right. So we got the young crowd in.
The only one that's come out this century.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I've seen Home Alone. I've seen the other ones, but they're just not. I just don't watch movies, and if I watch a movie one time, I probably won't remember it, but I've seen Elf like 1,000 times, so.
There you go. Great pick by me. Round 3 coming up.
In the final round of the 2018 Christmas movie Tomahawk Draft, Andrew Hawkins selects.
Oh, man. A lot of my big board is still on the board. I didn't have Christmas Vacation on my big board.
Oh, your big board's terrible then.
I have a movie called Undraftable. I have a movie called Black Christmas on my big board. I've never even seen it. I just felt like culturally it needed to
pander to your family.
That was for me and my people. Black Christmas is on there. Not making that my third round pick. Just giving you some context. I don't have any animated movies on my big board, and I feel like Christmas is for the kids. Christmas is a big animated time of season. So, with our third overall pick, Team Hawk is selecting The Grinch That Stole Christmas as the third movie of the draft.
No backup. I guess The Grinch stands alone and speaks for itself.
That needs no analysis. That is, everyone understands that.
Yeah, it's pretty high on my big board. With the final pick, Joe Thomas selects.
So, as I'm thinking about my final selection, I'm thinking, boy, there's a lot of good movies left. And NFD, with his undrafted free agents, is really going to clean up. And he may beat us again because there's a lot of good ones left.
I will be honest. But now, my big board, the top five movies I have listed are the five you picked. So you guys actually had a good draft. Mm, so I don't know what you did while I was gone. You guys must have just been studying how to draft.
But I will say that this just shows that there is a lot of really excellent Christmas movies, and that's why it's the greatest time of the year. So with my final selection, I'm going to go with a movie that the first time I saw it, I thought it was the funniest movie I'd ever seen in my entire life. I almost peed my pants the first time I watched it, and I remember watching this as a freshman in college at University of Wisconsin. I walked across the street from the dorms with my roommate, and we watched it at the old university theaters for about, I think it was $2 at the time. I could watch the movie and you could buy beer at the same time. I'm not sure how they had a movie theater across from the dorms that let you buy beer, because everybody that was living in the dorms was obviously underage.
16 years old.
That's the way things worked in Madison when I was there. So with my final selection, I'm picking Bad Santa, because it was the funniest movie of all time. And I watched it again last night and it still made me laugh at almost every moment. So Bad Santa, feeling really good about that one.
Those are my top six. That was my big board.
That's amazing. Wow.
Our audience is really going to vibe well with the Bad Santa pick. It's going to come down to the wire here. All right, now I'm going to play Goodell now that NFD is going to supply us with its undrafted Christmas movie big board.
I don't know what to do now that you guys actually both had good drafts.
Wow.
Just to recap, Joe. Hawk went Christmas Story, Elf, and Grinch, which I think I'm going to give Grinch. That encompasses all of the Grinches. The new one that just came out,
yep,
the Jim
everything.
Carrey one,
everything.
And the old school Dr. Seuss one.
Exactly.
That's strong. Exactly.
Joe's got Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, and Bad Santa.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, it's a tough call between those two.
That is.
I might not win this draft.
All right. Well, yes. Let's hear who your undrafted free agents are.
Right. My top undrafted free agent. Did you want to be?
Yeah, I'm going to tee you up. I'm going to tee you up here. All right. Now, with the first call that NFD is making to the undrafted free agent team to try to take the throne from Joe, Tama, and Andrew Hawk, who is the first movie you are selecting?
It is going to Home Alone 2. Lost in New York.
Ooh.
What do you mean, ew? The Sticky Bandit? Did you guys have the little talk boy thing that he had where he was recording his voice? I think it was the coolest toy ever.
The Yak Back?
We talked about Christmas presents. My cousin got that for Christmas one year, and I was so jealous.
One time, we couldn't afford a Yak Back, but there was a kid in my school that had a Yak Back. When you would say it, and it would say whatever back to you after you said it, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So one time, I borrowed one from him. He let me take it home, and my mom was yelling at me for something. And while she was yelling at me, I recorded her. And then in the middle of her giving her lecture, it played back. Ooh. You talk about pissed off. I didn't think I was going to make it out of the van that day. But that's my story about the Yak Back. All right. Not feeling great about that pick. I'm not going to lie. It just seems
big
like
slip
a piggyback.
Up there. Big reach.
Your team sucks so far, Dan. Okay. So with your second undrafted selection, who are you signing NFD?
I'm going Die Hard. There's a big debate. But it was available, and I'm taking it.
That is a polarizing pick right there. That is the trendy. Johnny Football of Christmas draft right there.
A lot of people are probably screaming at you saying they'd rather have Die Hard than Christmas Story, the number one overall pick.
Oh, Natalie, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? But, Natalie, have you ever seen Die Hard?
Good question. No.
Okay, so Natalie.
No, she has not seen it, or no, it's not a Christmas movie?
She has not seen it.
Okay.
She is no help in this draft. Die Hard. All right, well, that's. It's the pick that needed to be made by you in order to start some conversation. You had to
have any chance with this undraft.
Yes.
So I just actually Googled on my phone Christmas movies, and Die Hard was in there. It was like the fourth one on the list. So
big, well, it's a big Christmas debate. It's we don't know if it's a Christmas movie because it takes place during Christmas. Does that mean it's a Christmas movie? There's no mention of Christmas in it. No one really cares. No one's pushing off holiday cheer in that movie. All right, yippee-ki-yay, NFT. All right, third overall undrafted selection, NFD.
I'm going with The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, where he becomes Santa.
Okay. I think it's safe to say me and Joe kicked your ass.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting you guys to have a good draft for once.
This completely threw us off of our game. Me and Joe come out swinging for the fences. After I drafted lasagna number one overall in the Thanksgiving draft.
I was expecting you to come out with Frosty the Snowman number one overall.
Frosty the Snowman is definitely on my big board. I got Frosty the Snowman, Black Christmas. Again, I've never seen Black Christmas. I have no idea what the movie's about. And Trading Places, which you've also never seen. But I would encourage both of you to go see Trading Places. You will freaking love it, man. It's top five movies of all time for me. I also have a Charlie Brown Christmas, which would have been a good undrafted
pick. I did. It was between Charlie Brown and the Santa Claus were my last two picks. That's what I debated with.
So we'll put that online. We'll get the polls going. We'll figure out who wins the Christmas draft. We're going to tee up another draft here. We're going to go Christmas songs. Christmas is the time of year where, you know, Christmas songs should just be playing at all times. Yeah, I feel really good about my movie draft. And I think, NFD, it's time to – let's just get right into it. Let's not bullshit.
Yeah. We got to go with Joe. Joe's got to have the number one pick this draft since Hawk blew it last draft.
Oh, come on. Cleveland disagrees, but okay.
I had it on my big board, just not number one overall. I mean, come on, man.
I get it. We'll see what happens, man. Joe, I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
I feel good about it. I'm not going to lie.
With the first pick in the 2018 Christmas Song Tomahawk Draft, Joseph Thomas selects.
I'm going to go with a classic because, for me, the Christmas time is all about traditions and classics and all those wonderful songs that you grew up listening to from your parents and your grandparents. And I'm going with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. There's not a more Christmas song than talking about Santa Claus coming and putting those little wonderful trees, gift wrap presents under your tree. I could listen to that song all day long.
Where was this last draft, Joe? That's the Joe I know and love right there.
Thank you.
I'm glad that, Joe, you decided to go with a classic and a Christmas song draft and not some whatever mixtape is on your cousin's grunge band mixtape. Like, this is a Christmas song that my nephew did. Like, yeah, I would imagine you're picking classics.
With the second overall pick in the Christmas song draft, Andrew Hawkins selects.
Because we're mixing it up this draft, apparently, and not like we did the movie draft, which was pretty on pace and well scouted, I'm also going to mix it up. I'm going to go with Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. First overall pick, Mariah Carey.
Got to be number one on everyone's big board. I mean, come on.
The voice that goes across generations, goes across ethnicities, goes across countries, cities, states, months, weeks, insects. Anyone who hears that beauty of a voice and that song during Christmas automatically wants to give somebody else a present. That's why we went with it number one overall.
I think I want to make a new adjustment to the draft. When you draft your song, you must also sing a line from it.
I like that.
I like it. All right, go ahead, Hawk. Why don't you sing a little bit?
Who? I'm not.
It's the only way it can be official. You got to sing at least one line from the song.
I refuse.
I was too busy laughing during Joe's pick to bring that up because I wanted to, but I remember now.
Because I draft great, don't make me sing the song. I don't even want to disrespect Mariah Carey.
You've got to have a beautiful great Barry White voice. I mean, you've got that deep baritone, that deep bass. You would think that you could sing really well.
Everybody does think that. They're like, oh, man, can you sing? And I'm like, yeah, I can, man. Like, so it's amazing. You can never hear it.
We got to get a line for them to join your team.
I can't even sing the words, man. And I'm two mimosas in. Come on, this is not a good idea.
I don't think he even knows the song.
I do. I know that.
I think he just read it off
the
list.
He just Googled it.
Faker.
Was it a good pick?
It was.
Do you think every GM that drafts the guys have watched the film?
I would hope so.
I hope so.
Well,
maybe some of the ones that work for the Browns didn't, but
I
hopefully.
I had Black Christmas on my movie board, and I have no idea what that movie is about. Sometimes the name just rings to you. I honestly think, and this is kind of football. I feel like Marvin Lewis drafted Marvin Jones because Marvin Jones' middle name is Lewis. So Marvin Jones, it's Marvin Lewis Jones. And I to this day, I feel like Marvin Lewis drafted Marvis Lewis Jones just because he had the same name.
Well, you know what? Like sometimes
pushed him over the top.
Drafting a guy based on their film is not the right way to do it because Marvin Jones turned out to be a pretty good player. Well, so
damn good.
Maybe it was a good
strategy. Should have went higher that draft, to be honest. But
since you guys are both in LA, Nat can sing a lyric from the song for you for it to count.
Come on, Nat, bring it in. All I Want for Christmas, give it to us.
Oh God, this is so bad.
The female heavenly voice here on the Tomahawk
All
Show.
All I Want for Christmas.
The the heavenly That's voice part good. Is coming here soon.
All right, it's official. We're moving on to round two. Joe Thomas is on the clock.
So, another great one that I love hearing is the drummer boy. That'll be my second pick.
The drummer boy.
Oh, there you go. He got his line in.
I have no gifts to bring.
He's a better singer than he is drafter.
You actually can carry a tune decent. That's a terrible pick, but you committed, so I respect it.
You have two picks that weren't even on my big board, Joe.
Dude, thank you. I didn't even think to put the drummer boy in there.
It's a classic. All right.
With his second pick in the Christmas song draft, Andrew Hawkins selects, or he Googles real quick to see who he wants to select.
Yeah,
Google tells this guy me the analytics tell me I should draft Jingle Bells. No, but
go ahead.
I am going because Joe's draft has been so terrible. I feel really good about my first pick beating his two. I am going to go with Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mama's cooking chicken and collard greens. All right, so.
Wow.
That's my Marvin Lewis Jones pick. So, All I Want for Christmas and Run DMC. I'm very, very, very recent with my picks. Mm-hmm. So, Joe, I even
That's
teed
gonna
you
hurt
up
you.
For a good third round. We'll see what you do with it.
Joe Thomas, final draft, or final pick.
So instead of saying who I'm picking for my last choice, because this is my last choice of our official Christmas drafts on our official Tomahawk Christmas episode, celebrating the Tomaflock for making us number one in Ohio in 2018. Yes. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. May your dreams be merry and bright, and all your Christmases be white. Thank you very much.
Super racist song, but it's you carried that note better than. We got Black Christmas from the movies, White Christmas in the song. This is the epitome of what the Tomahawk
show is.
This is
going to be a race war on our Twitter deciding who's going to win.
This is why we're special, Joe. You know, me and you together mixing that chemistry. Incredible. Okay, I respect it.
Thank
Don't
you.
Love it. Didn't love the song when you said it. When you sung it, I felt like when I was watching you through the video chat, you were levitating.
He was very into it.
An angel came down.
I love that song.
His voice is like a mixture of Jesus and Fergie.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's good company right there.
It's like the stepbrothers scene, exactly.
I'm glad somebody got the reference.
You got to know this, Joe. I'm not just some guy. All right. Incredible.
With the final draft pick, Andrew Hawkins is on the clock.
All right. I feel like I can't top that. I feel like I felt really good after his first two picks, and then when he dropped those notes on me, I didn't feel as confident, especially since the third song is a very, very regional song, and regional songs never do well in the draft, but I'm going to do it anyway. Have you guys ever seen the short film during the holidays called Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe?
I've never even heard of it, much less seen it.
I think you guys got to hit the Google.
The Google machine?
Got to hit the Google machine. It was my favorite. It actually could double as a song or a movie because it was a short film. It's like from the 1930s. It's about the Christmas elves of Santa.
So what is the song called? What are you picking?
I don't even know what he's
doing. I don't know what he's doing either.
I don't know.
I think he's blacked out.
The mimosa's flowing. Me and Nat are just LA Christmas living. This wasn't even on my big board. I'll give you a little glimpse of the song. And it's really good because it does play to my voice. It goes, Woody old lady, I-O. I'm Hard Rock, I'm Coco, I'm Joe.
So it's like a half yodel, Barry White song? Like, what's
it's
going
a
on?
Half Google, you got to Google. Everyone listening right now, Google. And if you're driving, don't Google. You'll go to jail.
You can do the Siri voice. What's it called? I don't even know what it's called.
Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe. We're going to give the other members of the Tomahawk hosting a chance to go watch it right now. It's the most incredible song.
All right. Well, hey, I guess that wraps up Hawks drafts, a failure of a song draft. Although we've left a lot of good songs
so
out
good
there
songs.
For NFD
yeah,
and his undrafted team.
Can I just
team.
Say two of my favorite songs or
no,
one
no,
of
whoa,
them?
Whoa, whoa, I got undrafted.
No. Hold on,
yeah, undrafted first.
Oh, he has the undrafted.
You know what we should do?
Yeah, go
I'm going to throw a curveball here. We're going to do a quick rapid fire secondary draft between NFD and Natty Ice. Of what's left. So, Natty, you want to say your songs? You better hope NFD doesn't pick them, and you better have something to come back with.
Oh, I have some.
With the first overall pick of the secondary Christmas song draft, NFD, being the OG, gets the first overall pick. NFD, you're on the clock.
NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Wow, that was on my list.
Ooh, well, of course, it should have been on everybody's list. Should have been on Joe and Hawk's list. Instead, they had Coco and Joe and or whatever that last pick was.
That was a shout out to my podcast friend here, host. 2018 was a big year for us, so I had to get a song that his name was a part of. Nat,
thank you.
Now that one of the songs on your big board are gone, I hope you have your research team ready. With the second overall pick and your first round pick, Natty Ice selects who?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Solid.
That is a solid pick. I'm not going to lie.
We're going to need a line.
That's a good point.
Hawk Lee won. It's about to sing. He was almost there.
I almost let it just ride. All right, here we go. Round two. And are you ready, Nat?
Me?
She's got to sing. Right.
Drop a line.
We got to drop a line, Nat. Come on.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Do you only like it because of Mean Girls?
Domingos?
Mean Girls.
Oh, the Mean Girls. I'm like, did D'Amigos do Jingle Bell Rock?
Yeah, they did
amazing.
A remix.
That would be something. They have a Christmas album they're dropping pretty soon, actually. I already downloaded it in advance. I bought it on iTunes before it's out.
Just waiting for it to drop. All right, second round, NFD. Who is the second of the undrafted songs that you are selecting?
It is a very memorable scene from Home Alone, and it is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
NFD, you're taking all of my picks.
Well, yeah, I'm making good picks, unlike them.
NFD, that is a very, very solid pick, man.
I have a good one.
All right, so Natty Ice says she's ready. Fat Nat on Twitter with 3 T's if you're listening. Nat, second round, fourth overall pick. Who do you got?
Santa baby, just hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh, man. Tomahawk is going to love that.
That is a great one. I love that song.
They're so happy that it wasn't Joe that sung that and that it was Fat Nat. I can guarantee you that. No, this is getting kind of, this is getting down to the wire here.
Because we pick the best songs and you guys pick horrible songs.
Well, you let us know when they start the NFD and Nat show, and then we'll let you make that determination.
We're building more careers here on the Tomahawk show.
We're just catapulting careers that are bigger than ours. NFD, third round, fifth overall pick, last pick of the draft. Who you got?
I'm going with a classic, The 12 Days of Christmas, with 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-singing, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a Joe Hawk yourself for everyone.
Oh my God. It's funny because when you said it, 12 Days of Christmas, I wasn't as excited about it until you went through it.
It's the delivery.
Genius on your part. Nat, you're working at a deficit right now.
I wish the people at home could see how proud NFT is of himself right now. I mean, you can't tell because he doesn't have a face, but I can tell by the eyebrows and the great hairdo that's
his hair is sticking up on his head. He's so happy. He's so proud.
I wasn't happy with my undrafted movie draft. I'm happy with this draft. Knocked it out of the park.
Nat, this is your last pick and our last pick of our draft for this episode. Third round, sixth overall in the undrafted. Who do you select?
Baby, it's cold outside.
You know how I know it's not a good pick? Because I can't even determine what song that is.
Oh, you know that song. It's a very controversial song this time of year. I don't know if you guys heard
it. I did. Actually, two of her picks are two that they don't play on the radio anymore because they're controversial.
Wow. What's Santa Baby?
Santa Baby and Baby, It's Cold Outside.
It's two Me Too movement anti those songs because they hint at coercion and keeping a woman against her will.
Is it bad that I didn't even know that?
It is bad, and it's bad that you selected it. So not only are you going to get canceled when we put your songs out there, I didn't know that.
All right, let's recap the song draft.
That now it's going to make me look good that I didn't like that pick. So I'm all for that.
Joe's got Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, The Drummer Boy, White Christmas.
Mm, solid.
Hawk's got All I Want for Christmas Is You, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
Have you never heard that song?
And something called Coco and Joe.
Hard Rock Coco and Joe.
I've got Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and The 12 Days of Christmas. And Nat's got Jingle Bell Rock, Santa Baby, and Baby It's Cold Outside. Mm. I think it's pretty obvious who the winner is, but I guess we'll let people vote.
We'll let the people decide. And I'm also going to call Nat a sexist because she called Joe one last week. I think that does it for this Christmas episode. Listen, anybody listening, we wish you nothing but an incredible happy holidays. We hope that you and your family spend so much time together. We appreciate everything that you've done for the Tomahawk Show. We appreciate you tuning in and being part of our family. That does it for this episode of the Tomahawk Show. Follow us on social at Tomahawk Show. Hit us up with our hashtag Tomahawk. And make sure you like us and subscribe and rate 5 stars. I called Android users serial killers. I didn't quite mean that. I probably should have walked that back a little bit. But you probably should get an iOS device. Hit us up everywhere that podcasts are available. Any final thoughts, Joe, NFD, Nat? We're giving the floor to everybody right now.
Wait, hold on. What is Nat doing right now? Is she rolling up a mistletoe and smoking it?
Oh my God. You know how Nat does. It's the holidays.
NFD, I can't believe you.
Low blow.
You know how Nat does. Comes off the top. It's the holidays, man. She's trying to mellow out a little bit. Rolling up a mistletoe. Joe, final thoughts.
No, I think we should leave NFD with the final thoughts, being that he's been in captivity for almost 4 months, and this is his first time getting that voice back. He's like the metal lark that's finally been able to sing after a long winter.
Just want to say Merry Christmas to all the listeners. I'm very happy to be back. I'm proud of the show, proud of what you guys have done while I was gone.
Holding down the fort. NFD, you take us out today because it's only right.
Even sorry, steals Nat. That.
Nat, you're on the bench this week.
Well, no, who stole whose catchphrase here? All
right, yeah, you're right. You're right. And Nat has been holding down the
what?
He's skipping. Somebody Nat, hit him.
He's not skipping. That was real life.
I'm loading. Take us out, NFD.
Joe Hawk yourself, and Merry Christmas.